Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I cast you out, unclean spirit.
Shut up, your ass.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, it is He who commands you. He who flung you from the pits of heaven to the depths of hell.
F*** him.
Be God.
F*** him, Garrus.
F*** him. Creature of God. God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, by this sign of the Holy Cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Damien.
Amen.
God, defender of the human look down in pity.
You killed my mother.
I'm just your servant.
You left her alone.
Raging to
die.
Raise
shut up. I'll never forgive you.
I command you, by the judge of the living and the dead, to depart from the servant of God.
My goodness, a scene from The Exorcist. And to talk about that movie on Inside Hollywood, Lisa Cannon, head of studio at DMG Media. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. Well,
that's
it
a spooky
is,
one.
Yeah, listen, this has left an indelible mark on the horror genre. It is, of course, The Exorcist. We left the best to last because Halloween is, of course, on Friday. We've talked about this over the last few years that I've been on Inside Hollywood, and it never ceases to scare the living bejesus out of everybody. And myself included. I mean, even picking those clips, they're very disturbing. You know, my stomach was churning having my coffee yesterday morning trying to figure out what I would put, because a lot of it is incredibly difficult to watch. It's a very scary
for those
film.
Who haven't seen it or who have avoided it. The story is about someone who's possessed.
Indeed. Released in 1973. If you haven't seen it, you did well to avoid it for that long. Directed by William Friedkin. Now, it is terrifying. And the reason it is terrifying, because it's actually based on William Peter Blatty's novel, which was inspired by a real life exorcism of a 13-year-old boy in Maryland. And it shocked audiences. Not only is it visceral, but it's also the depiction of kind of demonic possession. And you saw there Max van Snowden, who sadly has passed away himself. He is Father Merrin, the archetype of type of that weary exorcist. And I think it touches on religious beliefs, it touches on existentialism, you know, groundbreaking practical effects were used. It's
and the possessed child in this case, them. Played by Linda Blair.
Played by Linda Blair, and we'll touch on her in a few minutes. But I think the legacy of why we, you know, why we watch The Exorcist or avoid The Exorcist or try and dip in and out of The Exorcist is that not only did it cause mass hysteria at the time, audiences fainted, vomited, you know, fled theatres, but I think it's really the fact, the profound fact that it really was one of the first horror movies to be, I suppose, handed out or given a nomination for Best Picture and an Academy Award. They don't ever do that because the horror genre isn't really seen in that regard.
Now, here we have a little clip about what might be upstairs.
Look, I'm only against the possibility of doing your daughter more harm than good.
Nothing you could do could make it any worse.
I can't do it. I need evidence that the church would accept as signs of possession.
Like what?
Like her speaking in a language she's never known or studied.
What else?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
I thought you were supposed to be an expert.
There are no experts. You probably know as much about possession as most priests. Look, your daughter doesn't say she's a demon. She says she's the devil himself. Now, if you've seen as many psychotics as I have, you'd realize that's the same thing as saying you're Napoleon Bonaparte. You ask me what I think is best for your daughter. 6 months under observation in the best hospital you can find.
You show me Reagan's double. Same face, same voice, everything. And I'd know it wasn't Reagan. I'd know in my gut. I'm telling you that thing upstairs isn't my daughter. Now, I want you to tell me that you know for a fact that there's nothing wrong with my daughter except in her mind.
You tell me you know for a fact that an exorcism wouldn't do any good. You tell me that.
An exorcism will not rid my daughter of her literal demons. Mm. I mean, it's very spooky stuff. But there was spooky stuff happening on set, they said.
Yes, Pat. You know, not only did we have those unforgettable performances, but indeed lots of kind of cursed production came to light. So it was plagued by bizarre and tragic events. Like, there was a fire on set where the McNeil house burned down during the production, except for Reagan's room, where all the exorcism was happening. And this unexplained fire delayed the filming for 6 weeks. Then we also had deaths linked to the film. 9 people connected to the cast and crew died during or shortly after the production, including the actors Jack McGowan and another one who also played the characters that died in the film. Injuries on set. We just heard from Ellen Bernstein, who played the Muffish mother. She suffered a permanent spinal injury during a stunt gone wrong. And Linda Blair, who played Reagan herself, also sustained injuries. And then William Friedkin was very used to, I suppose, putting gunshots and putting flames beside the actors' ears and eyes
to genuinely frighten them so that he'd get the shot. Of shock that the actors couldn't really act.
What a kind of sick director. But he startled them so much that their emotional trauma responses made that they actually had to go into psychotherapy afterwards. Refrigerated sets, sorry, they were below 30 degrees, so poor Reagan ended up with frostbite, so did some of the crew members.
And this was so that her breath would be visible.
Exactly, and we'll talk about, of course, the levitation and the head turning 360. But actually, there was an incident where a radiology technician in the film was convicted of murder. I mean, I don't know. It's disturbing.
Okay, now you might be disturbed by that, but Linda Blair herself was asked about what was going on set, how spooky it was, and this is some of what she had to say.
For me, they always say that young people are very aware if there's anything odd that's going on. I never felt anything weird went on the set. When the set burned down, it was an electrical shortage. I mean, that's what happens. But it was much more fun to say, ooh, you know. The film was a very difficult film to make. There's no two ways about it. And I think it stood all by itself. But for a while, the myths and rumors went around, and then they circulated more and more. And from my point of view, no, they're not true. And if you talk with Bill Blatty, he basically shares my same thoughts about it.
So, no spooks at all on set. It was just things that
I don't believe her, Pat. I'm sorry. I think she's just saying that.
No, she really didn't do much of any note after that movie.
No, sadly, even though it was a massive box office success, I mean, budget only $11 million, grossed $441 million. Linda Blair faced intense media pressure. You can imagine, she was only 14 when she made this movie. And, you know, I was reading a lot and looking a lot behind the scenes. And her mother was on set all the time. But William Friedkin, as we said, he was an incredibly strange director. He used to pass the script past the mother and to the daughter. I mean, we know, and we're not going to play some of the clips today, they're incredibly disturbing, some of the dialogue she had to say during the scene. But she had to kind of comment on not only the theological and philosophical themes, but also the existential themes. That's a lot for a 14-year-old and junkets to be talking
about. But she tended to end up doing sort of similar movies, B-movies.
B-grade movies afterwards. I think just a lot of people thought she was cursed herself. People couldn't understand. I think it blurred the line between acting and what a job was. But
she finally found her vocation.
She found her vocation. She moved on and had a midlife crisis led her to pursue her passion in animal welfare. I mean, she's a brilliant actor. She's gone on to do a lot of TV movies and very proud of them. But she came back to return in The Exorcist Believer in 2023. But ultimately, I think the legacy doomed her and doomed her career, but not the movie itself, because it really is one of the
And the movie itself, I mean, when you bear in mind that CGI, if it existed at all at the time, was in its infancy, so they had to do the effects kind of for real.
They did. I mean, there was harnesses to levitate the body. They used pea soup. That's one of the, I think, most famous kind of behind the scenes that people know they used it. But also, Mercedes McCambridge voiced the demon, and she had to go to great lengths for that terrifying voice, chain smoking, swallowing raw eggs, and even resume drinking alcohol after years of sobriety.
The things that actors do.
I wouldn't do it.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.